for the Reggae Runnins Radio Show. I'm a man called Keith. We're going to do something a little different tonight. We got a big announcement. Proud to have in the studio from King Harvest Wellness, Kevin Gokey representing. What's up, my man?
Oh, yay. How's it going, guys?
So, the announcement is this. The Reggae Runnins Radio Show has a sponsor, King Harvest Wellness, local company. And then we have Kevin Gokey, who actually is a representative, user of the product, also customer. My friend, customer. And having him in the studio tonight to just kind of talk about, you know, what the company is and what's going on. How's your day, my man?
Dude, day's going really well. Yeah, like you said, not only a customer, former customer, current customer, and now proud representative of King Harvest. And yeah, I gotta say, out of all the, you know, CBD cannabis companies that are out there, what I've tried, I was drawn to King Harvest for a multitude of reasons. And through partaking in the product and enjoying every bit of it, what it did for me, what it does for me, decided to take it upon myself to be a little bit more involved in the entire industry. And yeah, you know, here I am sitting down with you, being happy to, you know, represent and talk about everything.
Sitting down, what we're doing is we're gonna play some chill reggae vibes today. We're gonna focus mainly on mainly ganja songs today, because in honor of King Harvest sponsoring us, they're a CBD-oriented company, they're a wellness company, and they definitely have a cannabis aspect to them, and a lot of the product is part CBD, part cannabis, and I think that's what's important about the understanding of the product, is knowing that there's some ratios involved, and there's some mixing of the ingredients going on. And I've used some of the products recently, and I'm super happy with it. So we want to like play some like ganja Rastafari music and kind of get in the vibe. And we'll come right back with Kevin. We're in the mix. 100 Way to Kali Weed.
Arrested. Sounds good.
Come back. We're going to be talking King Harvest Wellness for a while, guys.
But I don't have no papers on me. Can't deal with no time. Don't a GP. GP, I've got to make a clean break. Can't take no check now.
Hey, Mr. Richman, me love your daughter. Why, oi? You fence up your yard and have the most bad dog I ever see. No matter what you do, you can't stop me. Bang it, your daughter. Hey, just because I'm poor and born in your ghetto, you are fighting. But a poor man like me, I forget your daughter. Why, oy? I mean, she really love. I mean, she a go get. I mean, she really love. I mean, she a go get. Why, oy? I've got to work in the falling rain and sometime in the boiling sun. So I know when me get me pay. Hey, me can't even run me yard. One thing me know, me love your daughter. Why, oy? You fence up your yard, element. You have the most bad dog. Oh, oh. No matter what you do, you can't stop me. Bang it, your daughter, hey. Why, oy? Why, oy? I mean, she really love. I mean, she a go get. I mean, she really love. I mean, she a go get. Separation, a separation. No matter what you do, you can't stop her from loving me. Lad, boy. No matter what you say, she tell me everything. Lad, boy. You watch her a yard. You can't watch her at her school. You watch her a yard. You can't watch her when you're sitting her downtown. Lad, oi, ay. I mean, she really love. I mean, she a go get. Why, oi? I mean, she really love. I mean, she a go get. I mean, she really love. I mean, she a go get. Hey,
Mr. Richman, you don't want me to talk to your daughter. Hey, you fence up your yard. You have the most bad dog. No matter what you do, you can't stop me from loving your daughter. When I look in the girl's eyes, just like I seen diamonds and pearls. And when I look on your daughter's lips, it seems like I'm speaking cherry. And when I look on your daughter's hair, it's a beauty for every man to see. And when I'm seen in the ghetto, you know her eyes, them dim.
Now Asher send it up on the microphone, a slide and go through. Then cool now. Now to who respect is due.
For who respect is due. Much respect to King Harvest Wellness. This radio show has now got a sponsor, King Harvest Wellness. Check them out. This one, Asher Senator. Big London, UK sound right now. Who respect do? Respect to Laguna Beach. Respect to KX 93.5. Reggae music Tuesday nights.
Respect it must go true. Respect my mother, my father, my uncle, my brother, my sister too. My family house, I tell me say, I should be proud of you. Them see me on television and them say, yes, a long time it due. My lyric on sale in a shop to the man at the start of something new. Cause it is for sure 1984. Me make me record debut. Them semi-professional knows a certain thing me start fi do. First time me name pon a poster, I mean no like it me woulda screw. And me wouldn't reach to the dance unless in the end me feel too. But now somebody print me name, me run, find out is who. Them don't want give me up front for the dance, quote harder then get sued. No fight, no fuss, no cuss, no star, don't even argue. Card to who respect is due. Respect it must go true. Jam on to who respect is due. Respect it must go true, but don't fret. No sweat, send it alive and direct. And it's strictly original lyrics. This is your MC just a make. The lyric you get in no respect. That is the subject. My lyrics sharp like needle points. Some more my must inject. If you don't have a money, catch up assistance. Don't respect, check. If you tell a policeman a story, him don't respect, that it's correct. Some don't respect, get man call them money in my take. I don't respect no pirate, just my lyrics them collect. So me now go tell respect someone if them don't have no respect. Just certain VIP for top respect should be select. Me prefer talk with me different rather than talk with me perfect. When the MC run up him out with me, here's what to expect. Me fling down heavy lyrics, squash them like an insect. No care what them say, no care what them do, I will always object. Call to who respect is due. Respect is for good.
Just a muggle up the lane in a rope gold chain. Hey, me and me girl named Jane. Bang gang, giddy bang gang, giddy men, den, den, den. Better men a mokoin, better men, den, get a yoin. Dang dang, diddy dang dang, giddy men, den, giddy men, den, get a men, den, get a men, den, get a men, den. Down there in the ghetto I go, where sufferation I once know. Mommy and daddy, y'all are we so. We all had to sleep on the floor. Storm it come and it blow down me door. Me affy nail up me window. Me shoes tear up. Me toe dust a show. Me no know how we really run go home. Mommy does a ball. Poor, poor, poor. Me cry, she say don't cry no more. Dang, dang, diddy, dang, dang. Giddy, men, den, den, den. Ben a ben a mo coins. Ben a men, den, get a mo.
Mouse up in the mix. This is the Reggae Runnins radio show. In case you didn't know, I'm a man called Keith.
Early, early Sunday morning.
You can find me at Reggae Runnins LB. I'm chilling out right now with Kevin. representing the King Harvest. What's up, my man?
What up? How you doing, man?
I'm good. So
you're good.
We're jamming a little ganja smuggling right now, but you know, you don't have to be ganja smuggling anymore. It's legal, and it has some medical benefits.
This is true. Yeah, like you said, no snuggling necessary. Smuggling, not snuggling. Snuggling, for sure.
That's for a different show.
So,
Kevin, I know you had an experience, like a life-changing experience, and sometimes it's good to like just break it down for a second and talk about like what happened in your life that changed your life so dramatically, and then how the CBD world kind of like helped you out. So just...
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, for me, Avid, actually born and raised here in, South Orange County, but grew up surfing and skating here in Laguna quite a bit, and had kind of a nasty spill, whacked my noggin pretty good, skateboarding one day, and basically, you know, 3 weeks later ended up with a serious issue, and did some hospital time, and my life changed forever. Spent, you know, about 4 weeks in a coma. This is an extremely brief version of what went down, but in a sense, I woke up, had to kind of repair my entire body, and through physical therapy and kind of getting everything back physically and mentally, really, which was huge for me too, because I mean, a lot of recovery, as a lot of us know out there, it starts between the ears. A lot of mental barriers that aren't that easy to break down. And CBD and cannabis has been a way for me to be able to approach my recovery from a much more, not only positive standpoint, but also just stress-free, you know? It breaks down a lot of barriers that otherwise may have been difficult. And in testing so many different you know, products and companies, I came across King Harvest, and I've been an avid customer for, you know, for a long time, you know, to the point where I almost insisted on helping out with, you know, spreading the word of how great this product can be. So here I am, you know.
Yeah, and I appreciate you coming in and talking about it, because I'm more about, you know, experience-based analogies versus science-based. And we can get in, you know, people can get into all the science of it, but it's, right. You know, I sell sales on sailboats, and sometimes I can't explain to a customer why, you know, through the whole physics of it, why this particular product is better. Right. I can explain it a little bit, but
you just kind of got to feel it sometimes.
Eventually, I just finally say, hey, in my experience, this is what happened when I used this product. And so it's cool.
Right.
Kevin had that crazy traumatic experience and trauma.
Basically, yeah, a TBI, traumatic brain injury.
Yeah, and I didn't know this, but I'm on the King Harvest website right now. It's kingharvest.org, and I'm checking it out. And they have some interesting information about trauma. And 6 of every 10 men, or 5... and 5 of every 10
right, women yeah.
experience one trauma in their life, you know, whatever it is, whether it's physically like you experienced, or emotionally, or a combination of both. And
well, that's the thing that's interesting too, is that no matter what, you know, in terms of the trauma that you experience, no matter what, I mean, we're all human. There is an emotional, mental, even spiritual sometimes side effect to whatever that trauma may be. And all I can say is that, you know, in terms of approaching trauma from a holistic standpoint or from a Western medicine standpoint, both have served me well. The only thing that I can say is that, again, I think there needs to be a merger of the two. Western medicine, I think, needs like a major pick-me-up.
Yep.
I mean, this is a tangent. I don't mean to go into this deeply right
now. This is
but,
good stuff.
And you know, it needs a pick me up. So it's not like
we could probably stick around for the next show too and go in the spiritual 2 hours with Awakening.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. But we're gonna kick it off here, and this is really good information, everybody out there. So if you're driving through Laguna, if you're hanging out, you normally we jam loud. I'm always like, turn up the bass, turn up the volume right now, and listen to what Kevin has to say, because this is important stuff.
Yeah. So again, you know, it's not to to knock Western medicine. Certainly, you know, it has its place, you know, as does everything. But what I think would be just absolutely killer is to have a merger of, you know, the two, you know, come together. So the holistic standpoint, again, you know, at least with in regards to what we're talking about right now, CBD, cannabis, you know, if there was a way to combine the two in a, may basically have the cannabis industry come in and help out, you know, as opposed to be, you know, the stigma that it carries sometimes, I think, can be unattractive to certain parties, you know? I don't know.
It can. And, you know, you bring up a good point because when CBD first came out, I've had back problems for years. I've had a back operation, and I would try different CBDs, and some of them didn't work, and I didn't know why, but I think it's because some of them were derived from hemp, which can be sold anywhere. And while that's okay and it sounds good, you know, the CBD derived from the marijuana plant is the one that actually right. has some effect, and you have some combination. And it's not that it gets you high. It's just it's like how it makes your body feel, how it affects you. And I think there's that misconception with it. It's more of like an excuse totally. To get high, but it's not, because it's also a medicine.
I have, for instance, my dad, you know, on it, who has no interest in getting, you know, any sort of head change or any
kind
of high.
We'll keep your dad's name out of it.
I'll keep him out to protect the right
now. Sorry, but, you know, sorry, Dad.
You know, my pops is pushing 70 these days. He's got 2 fake knees, 2 back surgeries. He's, you know, he's a 67-year-old man. He doesn't have any interest, at least anymore, in experience any kind of head change from cannabis. So I've gotten him on, you know, our product, you know, King Harvest CBD, which, you know, contains trace amounts of THC, but it, again, down to that refined level isn't a psychoactive amount, has had amazing effects on him, and he's just can't get enough of it. He's completely stoked.
And you make a good point. It's about decreasing the psychoactive amount of the THC and,
right.
and balancing it out with,
well, having
with
that
the CBD.
Totally. That trace amount acts as a caveat to, you know, the main CBD, you know, the anti-inflammatory properties, everything involved has just proven, I mean, not just with my dad, so many other testimonials out there, how beneficial this has been. So, yeah.
No, so I'm looking at the, again, I'm looking at the website, kingharvest.org, and they have tinctures, topicals, vape cartridges.
Gummies.
And I'm actually using one of the vape cartridges right now. It's amazing. Which one am I using?
You have the Synergy AM right there.
That's right, the Synergy AM.
It's fantastic.
And for the casual smoker like myself, it's really nice. It's a really good product. And, you know, part of my thing with the vapes was they would make me sneeze or they'd make me cough a lot. And
some of them made me dizzy. King Harvest is one of the few that I don't get that weird, you know, warbly dizzy feeling from it at all. Not
and
at all.
Before we start sounding corny, we are advocates. We are, you know, we're trying to pump this up because King Harvest is being super kind to us,
sure.
but we don't want to sound too dorky about it. So we're going to jump back into some reggae tunes right now. We'll get back
Sounds
and
good,
just
bro.
Jam some more stuff. Oh, you know what? Check it out. This is DJ Quick. If you don't know who DJ Quick is, check out Compton Rap, West Coast stuff. And he actually has a reggae style. This is one of his songs. He does a few reggae songs. It's Bomb Bud. DJ Quick in the mix. The Reggae Runnins Radio Show. It's KX93.5. Yo, I say we smoke deep, but I'm on each and every day. Smoking the bomb, but they keep me doctor away. They always see me coming and they know me spend cash. They jock me reggae rhymes, so they double up me back. Sometimes me get low, that's the time I pull a twist. Me love to shoot the dice, but these suckers for a hit. Me never use a clip, bro, me fingernails long. Cause me smoke it any kind, except the homegrown. Me like the smoky bud, but me eyes, they get all red. Me senses get dull, and me forget what me said. Me find me joint now, and me want to take a toke. Let me take a long hit, hold the smoke until me choke. Me smoke me bomb, boy. Boy, 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 me smoke me bomb, boy. and him. It's DJ Quick in a reggae style. It's the Reggae Runnins Radio Show. It's presented by King Harvest Wellness in the mix. We're still doing it live. Keep it locked. We got another half an hour. We're going to play some more reggae music. We're going to talk some more information. This is more of a knowledge show. And I think like reggae music is all about the knowledge. So we're going to bring the knowledge right now on some CBD. We're going to tell you some personal experiences. Maybe I'll even tell you a personal experience about edibles. I got a couple good ones of those. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Reggae Runnins Radio Show. We're doing it big right now. This is the high grade. We link up the good herb here. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
We link the chalice, make the water go. He make bring us up. Me make kick us. Smoke the herbs, the herbs, the herbs, the herbs, the herbs. Oh, to make the chalice go. Give me the weed, the weed, the weed, weed. Cut off the cigarette like half of the beady. Smoke the weed till we eyes them bleedy. Pass another couple load and give me. Smoke the herbs, the herbs, the herbs, the herbs, the herbs. Oh, no, make the chalice go.
All flavor. Herb Happy Bun. Straight for Josie Wales out of Kingston, Jamaica.
Himself on a stool. Say dreadlocks man, you take Babylon for fool. Ganja pipe is my favorite tool. I'm on a bundle, so me a go a training school, Lord. It a be born. Jah know it a be born. One of them said to I, Jose Will, give me some ganja or you're gonna jail. Me just dip in my pocket for your whistle law, and one big stick of the strong ganja. Then me fling in two sprint of cocaine. Now that I got this must touch the Babylon brain. Him say me wrap up a traffic commissioner, then he wrap another traffic the lawyer, then he wrap another traffic the teacher.
I think we should wrap another draw for Keith. Yo, I'm here with Kevin. Kevin, we're going to talk a few more things here real quick. We know all about it. We know King Harvest is now the sponsor of the Reggae Runnin's radio show. Much respect. Mm-hmm. We know that July 7th at Laguna Beach Beer Company, King Harvest is going to be there. Kevin's going to be there. We're going to be giving out free merchandise. Well, they are.
Samples.
Samples. They're merchandise, too.
There's like, all samples.
Samples.
Definitely.
And then they've also actually kicked down some like really cool clothes. There's some really cool
some merch.
Yeah, there's some merch. That's what I was saying. Merch. That's what I wanted to say. There's some merch. Actually, the there's like a yoga tank top, like a female yoga tank top.
If I was a chick, I'd wear it for sure. Yeah. It looks good.
I still think you'd wear it now, but you know, that's another story.
I think you could pull it off.
I went to the beach today and I was like, I think I might bust it out right now.
It's a little muscle tea.
Muscles, yeah, dude, I need them, anything to show up, any muscles. But there's some super cool merch. They're going to be there with some samples. And we have Spliff Vision, who are coming down from San Pedro. Really cool.
Super sick.
Yeah, really cool reggae band, super rootsy, super beachy vibe. So come on down. It's between like 3 and 7. And then I'm going to DJ with Mike Steele. And if it's a good vibe, we'll stay there and DJ as long as we're having fun, pretty much.
Laguna Beach will, Beer Company, they'll have it. Beers for a while.
Laguna Beach Beer Company. So tell everybody right now where to link up with King Harvest.
So, you can find us online, kingharvest.org. Find us on the Instagram. It's going to be King Harvest Wellness. My name is Kevin Gokey, but I think the best way to go through it would be, either Instagram or just the website. We'll have everything you need there to get in and communicate with our sales team and, professionals in terms of needing to know whatever it is that you need in terms of what it is you're looking for with cannabis wellness and CBD. Also, again, like Keith just mentioned, Reggae Sundays at Laguna Beach Beer Company. We'll be there. Representing. We'll have samples, merchandise. It's going to be a good time. Good music, good people, and great beer and food.
Right on.
Not a whole lot to complain about there.
Well, Kevin, thank you for coming in. I want to say
a
big thank you to King Harvest family for getting on board with the Reggae Runnin's radio show and everything we're trying to promote in this town. Just good vibes, good music, good people, and just a different perspective on thinking in life. And that's what we're trying to do here. So much respect, Kevin. Thank you for coming out.
Yeah, man, anytime.
We're just going to leave you guys with some music right now. We're going to go straight hard with the music as we've been talking. This is Wayne Smith, Under My Slang Tang. This is the original, first ever digital reggae rhythm. Just in case you didn't know, Kevin, they made this on a Casio keyboard back in the 80s just basically straight in the yard, straight in the ghetto. And this was the first cut on it. And it's the kind of like epitome of digital reggae. And it kicked off a whole new generation.
I don't wanna go insane.
Yeah. Okay.